with SRN News. I'm John Scott.
President Trump has signed new executive orders focused on the military.
One of the orders directs the Defense Secretary to revise the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops, likely setting in motion a future ban on their military service. Other orders would roll back diversity programs, create a space-based missile defense system, and reinstate troops who were forced out for refusing COVID-19 vaccines.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida will hold two special election primaries today to replace President Trump's National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and that would be in the 6th Congressional District, and former Representative Matt Gaetz in the 1st. And the winners of each primary will likely go on to win in the special general elections. They're slated for April 1st. President Trump has endorsed Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis and State Senator Randy Fine. Were both considered favorites in the 5th and 6th districts, respectively. In consumer news, egg prices will cause sticker shock at U.S. grocery stores.
Egg prices are up, inventory down. Bird flu the main reason, forcing farmers to slaughter millions of chickens a month. Egg prices now more than double their cost in the summer of 2023. The prices of turkey, milk, and chicken have also seen some pressure from bird flu.
Correspondent Julie Walker says more than 145 million chickens, turkeys, and other birds have been slaughtered since the current outbreak began, with the vast majority of them being egg-laying chickens. Consumer confidence dipped for a second consecutive month in January. The Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index retreated in January to 104.1 from 109.5 in December. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 50 points, the Nasdaq adding 224. This is SRN News. The prosperity gospel is out of fashion with America's pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. The survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's highest court has ruled that the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law in September. This latest decision comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. North Dakota's last abortion provider, now in Minnesota, challenging the abortion ban as violating the state constitution. This is SRN News. Protests against the Israeli troops in southern Lebanon turned deadly.
Lebanese officials say firing by Israeli troops killed two people and wounded many more as deadly demonstrations against Israel's presence continue in southern Lebanon. It comes as residents displaced by the war between Israel and Hezbollah are attempting to return to villages where Israeli troops remain. Over the weekend, 24 people were killed and at least 130 wounded when Israeli troops fired at protesters. Forces were to withdraw, but the U.S. and Lebanon recently announced that the deadline was extended to February 18th. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A delegation of Russian officials in Damascus. It's the first such visit to Syria since the fall in December of former President Bashar Assad, an ally of Moscow. Assad took refuge in Russia. Also Tuesday, a delegation from the Palestinian Authority made its first visit to Damascus. More details at SRNNews.com.